Read Brave uses the power of stories to talk about important things. This year's theme is Owning Our Stories, Rising Together for a Better St. Paul. We all have our own stories to tell. Everyone's story is important, and it's important to listen to each other. My name is Carla, and I work for the St. Paul Public Library. I will read for you the first chapter of a story called Black Brother, Black Brother, written by Jewel Parker Rhodes and published by Little Brown and Company. Chapter 1, Black Boy. I wish I were invisible. Wearing Harry Potter's invisibility cloak or Frodo Baggins' elvish ring. Whether shrouded in fabric or slipping on gold, it wouldn't matter to me. I'd be gone, disappeared. I stare at my hands, nighttime dark. They have a life of their own. Clenching, unclenching, fist then no fist. I keep my shoulders relaxed, my face bland. My hands won't behave. No science fiction or fantasy is going to help me. I live in a too real world. Sitting, I stare at the black specks on the white linoleum. A metaphor? That's what they're teaching me in English, metaphor. Except I won't believe I'm just a black speck. I'm bigger, more than that, though sometimes I feel like I'm swimming in whiteness. Most of the students at Middlefield Prep don't look like me. They don't like me either. I look up. The secretary, Mrs. K, even the assistant headmaster, Mr. Waters, with his tartan tie, avert their eyes. They've been staring, wondering, how come he gets in so much trouble? Why can't he be good like his brother, helpful, obedient? Under my breath, I curse. My stomach twists. Be invisible. My insides burn. Anger builds. This has nothing to do with me. I'm not here. Dante is not here. My right foot taps uncontrollably. If I sit any longer, I'll explode. Dante, Headmaster McGeary says warily. I stand. Sir? Be cool, I tell myself. It's 2:46 p.m. Couldn't you have finished the day without getting in trouble? This isn't the way it's supposed to go down. He's supposed to call me into his office, shut the door, talk privately with me. Now he's scolding me in public. The headmaster's eyelids are heavy, puffy. He's tired, but I'm tired too. Every week I'm punished for something I didn't do. I clutch my left fist with my hand. It's still trying to move open and shut. My right leg trembles. Mr. Waters smirks. The secretary's eyes show pity. Pity pushes me over the edge. I didn't do anything, I blurt, like the time before and the time before that and the time before that. I didn't do anything. The two men grow taller, rigid, bracing, readying to take me down. They don't like me too loud. I exhale. My dad's been to war, two tours. No matter what I do, I'm outflanked. I quiet my voice, try to speak reasonably. In my head, I hear, speak truth to power, Mom's favorite phrase. Then Dad adding, respectfully. I try to still my body, but I feel a trembling in my hands up my spine. The wall clock's minute hand clicks, 2:48 p.m. I hate this school, I say softly, slowly, trying to make them understand. Hate no matter what goes wrong, I'm at fault. Some guy overturns a chair, it's my fault. My locker's broken into, my supplies scattered, dumped in the trash, my books ripped, I get detention, and a library fine. My voice rises. In gym, playing ball, I get called for fouls all the time, but nobody's called when I'm fouled. My hands clench, unclench. Everybody here bullies me. Teachers, students. Whispers, sometimes outright shouts follow me. Seems like everybody has something bad to say. You dress thug. Your dreads are dreadful. Girls laugh and point at me. Why can't you be like your brother? Can your brother find you in the dark? I breathe. It hurts, all of it. I stop. My stomach churns. Three faces. Mr. Waters is grim. Mrs. K, embarrassed by my outburst, looks down, pulling her ear. The headmaster's cheeks flush, his eyes glare. I've lit the fire. I need Harry's invisibility cloak. Need to disappear, escape this bright office with its stacked trophy case and laminated Massachusetts map with a stenciled number one above two crossed swords. Headmaster McGeary steps forward. You don't get to bring your New York behavior here. You don't get to yell at me or anyone else. I didn't yell at you. Are you contradicting me? No, frustrated, I say, exasperated. You didn't even ask me how I got here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be in trouble. You are in trouble. Ask me what I did. He frowns. Ask me what I did, I insist. Nothing. The clock ticks another minute. The office door opens. Dylan, a classmate, stops, looks, walks backward, then shuts the door. Come back, I want to call. 9 minutes until school ends. I didn't do anything, not ever, not today. Seventh grade, 6 more years at Middlefield, I suggest you learn to get along. I try to get along. Everyone's been against me since I started, especially Alan. Today, he throws a pencil. It hits Samantha. I didn't throw it. Sam screams. Ms. Wilson turns from the whiteboard and looks at me. Me, nobody else. And now I'm here. You didn't even ask me what happened. You don't care. You don't. I slap angrily at my tears. Mrs. K stands. Her eyes are kind. I think she might comfort me. The headmaster waves her away, then sighs. Why can't you be more like your brother? Fury, roiling spasms. It hurts to breathe. Get control, I tell myself. I bend, trying to hide my pain, quiet my hands. Your brother is a good boy. Keep it together. 5 more minutes to go. 3 o'clock. Not fair. Not fair. The words rattle in my head. My backpack is on a chair. I pick it up. I hate this school. Hate our family moved. Hate how people treat me. A murmur, then a roar. I hate being me. Disgusted, I swing my backpack. Bam! It slams at my feet. Call security, says Mr. Waters. Mrs. K backs away. She's scared of me. I cringe. No, the police, says headmaster. He's done with me. The plan all along, get me out of Middlefield Prep. That is the end of chapter 1. I hope you liked it. And if you want to continue reading Black Brother, Black Brother by Jewel Parker Rhodes, it's available as both a regular print book and an ebook on the library website at sppl.org. Thanks for listening.